Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Jaden. How would you have a
Hi, my name is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the phone.
Perfect.
The name is Stephen Jones.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, Stephen.
All right.
How you doing, Stephen?
Okay.
That's great to hear. If I may ask, did you spray the Roundup product yourself, sir?
Yes.
And I just want to let you know, sorry, this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You said your first name was Steven and last name was Jones?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you a U.S. citizen or U.S. resident?
Yes.
U.S. resident?
Yes.
I mean,
citizen, resident.
Gotcha.
I mean, I was born and raised here, so yes, I'm here.
Gotcha. And you're willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for the specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Perfect. And if I may ask, were you or something you loved ever diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes.
I'm very sorry about that, sir. Do you know what type of non-Hodgkin's you were diagnosed with, if I may ask?
What you said, what kind?
Oh, yes, just what type of non-Hodgkin's or what type of lymphoma?
What type? Oh, B-cell?
B-cell lymphoma.
Uh-huh.
I'm very sorry about that, sir. Just one second, I'm going to put it
yes.
in the... And that was
okay.
A diffuse large B-cell?
Yeah, B-cell. Yes, sir.
I'm very, very sorry about that, sir. Again, we're going to help you out with representation today. Have you had more than one diagnosis of NHL, or is just the one?
Just that one.
And would you be filing this claim for yourself?
Yes.
And if I may ask, what year were you diagnosed?
2020. Yes.
Do you know the date, the month and day?
September 13th.
September 13th. Thank you. Thank you for confirming.
Uh-huh.
And did you spray it at home,
yes.
work, or both?
Yes, at home.
At home?
Yes.
Got you. And can I have the home address that you sprayed it at?
1340 Park Court, Pittsburgh, PA 17208.
Park Court, Pittsburgh.
Uh-huh. PA 17208.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then just one second. That was 1340
yep.
Park Court.
Heart. Heart. Like heart in your chest.
Oh, heart.
Your heartbeat.
My bad.
Yeah.
H-E-A-R-T. And then just one second. Find this one. Perfect. I'm going to read this back to you just one more time. 1340 Heart Court, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15208.
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. And did any of your colleagues, neighbors, anyone else you know ever spray Roundup or have a similar experience as you?
Not that I know of.
That's good to hear. Sorry about that. And I am very, very sorry about your experience as well. If I may ask, what was your age?
No problem.
Diagnosis?
I was 38.
38. And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for?
7.
7 years. And did you spray Roundup?
Yes.
Sorry, did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes. All together.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you. And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is my cell.
Got you. And I hate to ask again, you are a citizen or a citizen of the United States?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. And then I'm just going to go over a list of potential ailments. If you do have any of these, just let me know. It's okay. HIV or AIDS,
right.
Autoimmune disease,
yep.
Hepatitis C.
Negative.
Perfect. Hepatitis C.
Negative.
Rheumatoid arthritis or rheumatoid arthritis.
No. No.
Diabetes mellitus?
No.
Any other cancer that was requiring chemotherapy?
No.
Not true. And then family cancer history?
No.
Not true. Ever an organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B?
No.
Epstein-Barr?
No.
Ever lupus?
No.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Very sorry. It's sort of for medical questions. And then it was B-cell lymphoma that you were diagnosed with?
Yeah.
And then Stephen Jones, I'm going to, that was S-T-E-V-E-N, and then J-O-N-E-S?
Yes.
And then what was your middle name or middle initial?
S.
S. Is there a junior, senior, second, third, anything like that in your name?
No.
Got you. And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
And are you married?
No.
Okay. And then, if I may ask, can I have your social?
178-62-62-8703.
And then date of birth?
12982.
I'm going to read this back. I have 01-29-1982, and then full social is 178-62-8703.
Yes.
And if I may ask, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries? So how did you first learn that spraying Roundup could have caused the B-cell lymphoma you were diagnosed with?
I started having symptoms, so I went to the hospital.
And you visited the hospital and they told you there?
Yes.
And around when was that? Was that around the time of your diagnosis, or how long ago did you say you went to the doctor?
Yes, in 2020.
And then I just have to ask, for medical purposes, can I have your height, weight, or height and weight?
6'4", 165.
That was 6'4". How many pounds?
165.
165. 64165.
Yeah. Yeah. And
then, perfect. And then can I have an email address?
It's snape.thuglafe@gmail.com.
And then what was the last part? LAFE?
@gmail.com.
And I'm just going to read this back to you. I have snipe dot thug lafe at gmail.com.
thug.
thug and then lafe, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then the phone number I have
T-H-U-G.
On file.
thug, yeah.
Perfect.
Uh-huh.
The phone number I have on file is 412-535-1181.
Yes.
Got you. And how many times per month did you say that you used Roundup when you were using it?
Once.
About once a month?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
And to
multiple
the best
years.
Got you. And to the best of your knowledge, when did you start spraying Roundup?
In March of 2013.
And when did you stop spraying Roundup?
September of 2020.
Gotcha. And did you stop using Roundup because of the diagnosis?
Yes. And the symptoms, like I stopped, and then once they told me it was, that definitely was done.
I see. I'm very, very sorry. And when you were spraying it, was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly. And was it applied by hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
The sprayer.
And did you use any protective gear when you were... Oh, hand sprayer?
No. No. Yeah, I didn't use protective gear.
Got you. And where did you apply it? Was it a residential, commercial, farm, fence line, your house, garden?
Residential, little baby garden, like a strip land garden.
Perfect. And what state did you use Roundup in? Was it Pennsylvania?
Yes, Pennsylvania.
Got you. And it was residential exposure?
Yes.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it how were you first exposed to Roundup?
Just spraying it in the garden. Normal garden.
And you were directly exposed, correct?
Yes.
And did you personally spray Roundup yourself? I just have to ask.
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup?
Once a month.
And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime, would you say? Just to the best of your knowledge.
It's been many.
Maybe 10, 20?
Yeah, over that.
20 or more?
Yeah, 20 or more. Sounds good.
50 exposures.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Somewhere in there.
Gotcha. Uh-huh. And did you get water while you were spraying Roundup? Did you ever get water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other type of herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene, if I may ask?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate, premix?
Yeah, concentrated.
Concentrated. And if you remember, do you know where and when the Roundup was purchased?
At the Home Depot. And the address is 400 North Highland Ave, Pittsburgh, PA 15206.
And I'm just going to put Home Depot, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And then, do you have any receipts from your Roundup purchases?
No.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession right now?
I got rid of everything. Because I didn't know about the lawsuit stuff till way later, so.
I see. And have
you? Yeah.
That's okay. And have you ever smoked?
Yes, years ago.
Okay. And how many years would you say, just to the best of your knowledge?
It's been...
It doesn't matter, just to
7 years.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, about 7 years I haven't smoked. Yeah.
Awesome, perfect. And if I may ask, are you currently employed?
Yes.
And what was the name of your current employer? Sorry?
It's called GDI Cleaning Service.
GDI. And then do you have their work address or employer address? Actually, I can look it up. It's okay.
There are several different ones.
Got you. Was it in Philadelphia or Pittsburgh?
Yeah, Pittsburgh.
Okay. 707 Grant Street?
Yes, that's the main office, but I work in a different building.
Okay. Do you have the address for that building, or is 707 okay for you?
I know it's either 52 or 5300 Center Avenue.
It was 5300 what? So sorry.
Center Avenue.
5300.
I'm spraying. I'm spraying it like that.
Sorry?
Yes. Yes. It was 5300 or 5200. Because it's like a big building at the hospital. So it's like both addresses. Between 52 and 5300 Center Avenue.
Got you. And the zip code I have is 15232?
Yes.
And what was... Oh, okay, perfect. And what was your current job title?
Please, housekeeping.
Housekeeping. And have you lost any time of work or any time off work because of the surgery or ailment?
No.
And have you ever been in the military?
Yes.
Yeah. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
And then, and very sorry, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted for a crime? Or convicted of a crime?
Yeah.
No worries, no worries. And then, if I may ask, what was the nature of the crime? You don't have to go into detail, we just have to ask.
Yeah, I had
Was it a civil lawsuit, or do you know what type of case it was? I can't hear you too well. As probation. And then what was the crime again?
Carrying a firearm without a license.
No worries. And that's not okay. Firearm. License. And again, we just have to ask. It does not matter. Next is going to go. We're going to go over medical. Do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Yes. It was. I don't know exactly how to pronounce this. I can spell it out to you.
Okay. Perfect.
If you want. It's the first name is, I think, Saw, and it's spelled S-A-W-A, and the last name is Ito, I-T-O.
Got you. And that was Sawa Ito. She's an MD out of Hillman Cancer Center?
Right. Yes.
Okay, just one second. And do you have her address? Was it the Hillman Cancer Center?
Yeah. Well, it's UPMC Presbyterian. And the address is 200 Lothrop Street, Pittsburgh, PA 15213.
And then what was the name of the hospital again?
UPMC Presbyterian.
Newtown?
UPMC Presbyterian.
Got you. And then can you spell that first, the first word? Like the...
Oh, the Presbyterian?
Or no, the first, the name of the facility?
Yeah, that's the name. I mean, it's UPMC Presbyterian.
UPMC.
That's the name of it.
C Presbyterian.
UPMC. Yeah, that's yeah, and Presbyterian.
Got you, got you. Very sorry, I can't hear too well. That's 200 Lothrop Street.
Yes.
Perfect. And then just one second.
Uh-huh.
Right. And the phone number I have is 412-647-2345.
Yes.
647-2345. And if I may ask, how has your diagnosis changed or impacted your life? I know lymphomas can be a lot to deal with, especially wherever you were in life, working, taking time off work.
Yes.
Or, you know, yes, not being able to see family because you're in the hospital.
Being tired too, like not being able to move as much as I could as freely. Yep.
It's restricted you from?
Yes. From just how I used to be, I can tell the difference. You know, being active with the kids, stuff like that, like it just ain't the same.
Gotcha. I'm very sorry.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Since the procedure. And if I may ask, do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes.
And the hospital name was UPMC Presbyterian?
Yes.
Doctor's name, and then just one second.
Uh-huh.
Should have to fill some of this out, and then we'll be good to go. What was the day that you were treated again? Or date
September 13th, 2020.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the NHL? Was it a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
That was chemotherapy.
And the, just one second, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Perfect. And then can I have your full... Okay. And then you said you were treated with chemotherapy, correct?
Yes.
And then home address?
1340 Hart Court, Pittsburgh, PA, 15208.
Got you. Got you.
Yeah.
And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate would happen to you. Ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you?
They live with me.
And then do we have permission to contact them?
Yes.
In this, it's not likely, but this were, if we couldn't get a hold of you for an extended period of time, we would just reach out to them to see what you were doing.
Right. I get what you're saying.
And then can I have their name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Okay. It's Fatima Gibson Henley. Relationship is girlfriend, number 412-241-6000. 6017.
412-241-6017?
Yes.
And how did you spell her first name?
F-A-T-I-M-A.
Fatima. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to send over our documents via email and text message. Just one second. The address I have is 1340 Hart Court, Pittsburgh, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, 15208.
Yes.
And the hospital you were treated at was UPMC Presbyterian, 200 Lothrop Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213.
Yes.
And you were treated by Dr. Sawa Ito.
Yes.
Just one second. Yep, awesome. I'm going to send over our documents right now via text and email. Just let me know as soon as you get them, and I'll walk you through them, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Stephen S. Jones, file should have been submitted. Just let me know, okay?
Okay.
It should be pretty straightforward. As soon as you access the document, it's going to send you a link.
We got it. All right, we'll talk about that. You know what I'm doing right now.
Sorry.
Yeah. All
right. Yeah. What happened?
So I did just send over
you
the document.
You said, all right, let me see. I think, let me see. Awesome. I've seen a text just come through. Hold on, I got it. Well,
perfect. Yeah, as soon as you click on that, there's going to be a link. As soon as you click on that link, it's going to take you to the front, or it's going to ask you to access these documents. Just continue through or click confirm. And then as soon as you're on the front page, it's going to ask you to start signing. If you have any questions from them, just let me know. Or if you need any assistance getting through, just let me know.
Okay. It's saying yes, start it.
So yes, continue.
DocuSign, yeah.
Yes, sir.
It says DocuSign?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Let me see. All right, continue. All right, I agree. Continue. Oh. All right, I think I had to sign that, but. All right, I'm at the part where it's like real little letters. It got my name, wound up, weed killer, litigation, contract of employment.
If they're, there's going to be little, like, highlighted spots, or there's going to be, like, a continue or start button on the top right, just click that, and then whatever it asks you to do from there, if it's a draw to sign or a click to sign, just continue through.
Draw, sign, all right.
And then the law firm will personally get in touch with you in probably about 3 to 4 business days. It is about to be the weekend. It is a holiday, so it might be a little bit delayed, but they will reach out to you in either end of this week or early next week.
All right. That's it right there. All right, so you're done signing. You may download or print.
Let me just double check on my end that I did get everything. Perfect. Okay, I'm going to send you a text for my personal number. The attorneys will reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours. It is a holiday, and it is about to be the weekend, so if it's not this week, it will be early next week. Right. Other than that,
right,
you're good to go for the day. I'll send you a text for my personal number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.